In parts of California, it's another day of what's called critical fire weather. There are multiple wildfires across the state. The most recent is in Ventura County, just northwest of Los Angeles. A brush fire last night quickly engulfed more than 8,700 acres. It's the second major wildfire in Ventura County this week. The Easy Fire started Wednesday. That one's burned more than 1,800 acres. Lance Orozco is news director of KCLU in Thousand Oaks, California. Lance, you were near the site of the Maria Fire. It began about 6 local time last night. What's happening now?
Well, it's at 0% containment, and at this point, we still have about 7,500 people evacuated, 1,800 structures still threatened, but a huge contrast because last night, it was a sea of flames. And to paint you a little picture, the fire started on a mountaintop. On one side of this mountain, you've got a lot of agricultural fields. In fact, I'm standing next to a bunch of lemon trees right now. On the other side of the mountain, you've got a little city of about 25,000 people, and that's kind of an agricultural community. So two different areas, both threatened by the same fire. But what we're seeing now is the flames have subsided. We're seeing a lot of smoke still because once the fire burned down from the hill, it burned into areas like the orchards where there just wasn't fuel for it to burn. And that was kind of the strategy. They basically said, we're going to let it burn and come down to us, and then we're going to fight it once it gets near the structures. And they've been doing a pretty good job of that so far.
So that was a boon to firefighters then. The fire department issued evacuation orders for about 7,500 people. Were those who were in the fire's path able to escape?
Yes. One of the good things about this fire, if there is a good thing, is the fact that it started on top of the mountain. It worked its way down, and it took a while for it to work its way down, and that gave firefighters a chance to get people out to make sure that they were able to evacuate people safely, and people were able to see it coming. Because it was nighttime, it was very visible. Because it was Halloween, there were a lot of people out, so people got the word pretty quickly that something was going on, and they could just literally look out their windows and see the flames.
Interesting. So despite all this, things like Halloween, I guess depending on where you are, still go on. Kids still trick-or-treat.
Well, the thing is that the fire had started 6 o'clock our time is when it started. So they were kind of in full Halloween swing when this started for us.
Was anybody injured?
At this point, we have had no word of injuries on this particular fire. The other fire, the Easy Fire in Simi Valley, which was about 20 miles away from here, which is mostly contained at this point, there were some injuries in that fire, but they weren't serious ones. And the good news is, compared to some of the other fires we've had here in California, there were no deaths.
That Easy Fire had threatened the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library in Simi Valley. Is that right now out of danger?
It is. In fact, that entire community really is out of danger. We expect the containment figure to go up today, but all the evacuation orders were lifted yesterday, so everybody was able to go home. A major highway through that area that was closed, it reopened. And the Reagan Library, it sits up on this hill. There's a lot of brush clearance around it. It's a cement structure, so while it was technically in danger, they were ready for that fire when it got there, and the fire really didn't get that close to it. The pictures were much more spectacular than the actual danger, I think.
We know that the high winds from earlier in the week were said to have made, or possibly have made, the Maria Fire much worse. The air there is still very dry. What is the forecast now? Is it expected to bring any kind of relief?
Well, that's a great question because there's two things going on. We had the Santa Ana winds all week causing the fires, not just for us, but all throughout the state of California, as you've been hearing about all week long. So the winds have eased off. But in the wake of the winds, the humidity is still very, very low. And so the concern is, even though we don't have the wind, it's still very dry and it's still ripe conditions for fires. And we're hoping to see more of a marine layer, an onshore flow, come into the area this weekend and get the humidity up and really kind of take us out of the fire danger.
Just briefly, you see it up close. You are there. We see it on TV or online. What are we missing?
Well, if you've never been around a fire, I think it can be a little bit scary for people. I've been doing this for a long time, and so I'm sort of used to it. But the problem is, especially at night, if you look up on a hillside and you see the flames, it can be overwhelming. And even people who are 10 or 15 miles away would see it in the mountain, and it looked bigger than life. And so I think it's a very scary thing for people who've never been around it before.
Lance Orozco, news director of KCLU, joining us from the scene of the Southern California latest major wildfire, the Maria Fire in Ventura County. Stay safe, Lance. Thank you.
Thank you very much.